Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WTF at TFW 2005. My name is Vangelis, and I've come a long way here today to present to you a podcast. A podcast built on honest men's hard work and sweat. And with me today are three gentlemen that I've come to think of as, well, associates in this venture. If I may just introduce them, they are Drew Iden.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Well, thank you, my friend. I'm doing very well. Also here with me today is Gog Dog.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello there. And finally with us today is Buzz Beak.
Hi.
And, I drink your milkshake! What the fuck's going on down there?
I finally watched that movie last night.
So I was wondering.
That was great.
With that voice.
That was a good movie, wasn't it?
Oh, that was so damn good. Anyone who has not seen There Will Be Blood, see it. Trust me. That movie has something for everyone.
I'm an oil man.
Anyway, we're a Transformers podcast, but I've been wanting to do that intro ever since last night. So,
dream realized.
I can die happy now! And we have Transformers topics to cover. And to kick things off, we have a BotCon topic. No, we don't know where it is yet, but...
It's in my backyard. That's where everybody
wants to go.
We got some info on the next BotCon set, namely that it will likely have three remolded heads, which is nice. That means that that's kind of becoming a precedent. So, I can dig it. I can't really say anything else because I have no idea what those heads would be, but, I can dig it.
I can dig it!
No, it's good. It's good. We're not, just gonna get straight repaints, so. Other than that, not a whole lot to say at this point.
It's going to be three Starscream heads to represent the clones with different facial expressions. No. I really have... I think the only other clue we've had on this set is that it's about one lone Autobot. And that's about it. So, the bright side, though, remolded heads, they've been getting better and better each year. Every remolded head I see for a BotCon set is a massive step up on the 2005 ones. So, they're... Yeah. they're really going places with those, so I'm happy about it. So, if we get more BotCon news, we'll cover it, but I'm afraid that's all we really got so far. Unless any of you guys have, like, a sudden revelation from the front page!
Well, we could maybe guess as to, who that one lone Autobot could be. It's probably gonna be a character that would maybe be able to take on a bunch of Decepticons by himself, or maybe somebody sneaky, like commando style.
Who are you getting at here?
I don't know.
Somebody in mind. I was like, that's a great build-up. I was like, no way.
Well, I'm saying those are
clues. Tell me.
It's Wheelie.
Oh.
Because he was stranded on that planet all by himself.
It's that dude from the comics who turned into a wheel. I can't remember his name now, but his head was like a polygon.
Don't remember him.
You know, he's Blaster's buddy. He fell in the smelting pits. It's going to be like he survived. And now he turns into a big wheel that's like got guns on it and Liefeld pouches.
Naturally.
I hope he has Liefeld knees, too.
Like knock knees or a lack of knees?
No, like Liefeld would always draw like these gigantic thighs and gigantic calves and these tiny little nickel diameter kneecaps holding them together.
On the bright side, that is actually more suitable to Transformers than it is to real people, because, you know, every Transformer has his own aesthetic, so.
That's true.
The dude could have tiny knees because they're actually like Gatling guns or something. I don't know. So, moving on from one topic of unspecific possibilities, let's move on to another topic of unspecific possibilities.
Loving it.
New Toy Fair magazine came out this week with an interview with, I believe, Brian Goldner and some of the Transformers team. And the topic comes up about characters they'd like to see in universe. And very specifically, Soundwave, the G1 Soundwave, and Rhinox were mentioned as being top tier on the list of characters who haven't been made that they'd like to make, and they even went so far as to say that if they did Rhinox, they'd like to make him at least a Voyager size.
Awesome. So,
I approve.
I think it'd be cool to get a massive Rhino.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think that would be fitting, because what has every other Rhinox, they've always been like deluxes that I can remember.
Yeah, right? and the Transmetal one was actually a short deluxe, too, which was even more kind of ignoble.
Wasn't show accurate. Oh, get it? Because there was no show version, so it couldn't have been show accurate. Hey, Hoozle. that's exciting. You know what I think would be cool? If they gave him, the matte finish for the Rhino, so that he kind of looks real, but on the inside he's all metallic. That metallic,
yeah.
Shiny green. That'd be awesome. But we'll see. That'd be, we're talking like 2 years from now, so.
Yeah, like mega long term. But, and for the Soundwave, I remember that there's a picture been floating around of, they'd been planning out like a bit of a what if, you know, for a G1 Soundwave robot mode that turns into a, four-wheeled vehicle. And it looked pretty cool. It was like, I can't remember what the vehicle was now, but It was kind of a mixture of the animated Soundwave idea.
Yeah, one of my first thoughts was maybe they're just going to cheap out on Soundwave and take the mold for the MP3 player music label.
Yeah,
just rip out the electronics.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, and that would be cool. They could take out the electronics and may possibly even add another chest gimmick in there. But I mean, that's such a great mold, and have one. I like
it. It's really good.
It's too expensive for a lot of people for being a subpar MP3 player. But as far
and that's being nice.
Oh, yeah, but I mean,
it's
but
an ass awful MP3 player.
I haven't even put batteries in it, and I've had it for over a year. But as far as the robot itself is one of the best Soundwaves ever made.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and in case people out there are hoping that we're just overestimating how bad the Soundwave MP3 player is, we aren't. I've tried using it several times. It is possibly the worst MP3 player I've ever owned, and I owned one of the very first ones from back in 1998. So it's not something that you buy to use as an MP3 player. It's something that you buy as a somewhat overpriced toy that happens to have a very on-topic gimmick. And it's still very cool. It's just it's by no means an excellent MP3 player.
Yeah, you just but if you get out the electronics from the chest, remold the door a little bit, you can make a little laser beak or something, shove it in there, and you'd be ready to go. But if they're going vehicle style, okay, whatever. I'll buy it anyway. I mean,
yes.
And so will every child in America. They will buy two. That's why you should make it, Hasbro.
We can predict these things because we're fans. We know how it works. But yeah, that was some info in the Toy Fair magazine. Toy Fair had a whole little section on the 25th anniversary where they actually divided up a whole bunch of the upcoming Universe toys by the series that they're in, the Universe, blank series. And it was a pretty cool feature if you hadn't been keeping up with all the news like a lot of people on the websites are. But I kind of enjoyed it. It was a neat little roundup.
That's cool.
That just reminds me. The pictures in that Toy Fair article were interesting because it was like they were all shot without the flash. So every single toy picture in that article was hilariously dim and blue-screened over a black background. So it looked really ominous.
Like they let an intern do it?
not even an intern, but like they literally forgot the flash.
Whoops.
But they were still able to crop the background out.
So it was very professional.
Very professional photos. And while we're talking about photos, let's go into the new picks.
Ooh.
The pictures this week that have sparked our interest, that have tickled our fancy, that have got our hackles not just raised, but squirrely. You guys know what I'm talking about. Squirrely hackles. We all get those sometimes.
Of course.
Unlike other weeks, I'm going to start off. Because I was totally into this one toy, and I want to be the one who brings it up. flex. I was way into the pictures we got of Universe Dinobot, because there have been tons of them on eBay, and no one had really gotten theirs until recently. And it looks really cool. The part that really, really turned me onto that toy, aside from the fact that it looks so much better than Cheetor, was the gimmick where he has normal robot hands, but you have the option of rotating them out for, like, beast mode hands, like his Beast Wars animation model hands. And I thought that was a really great little option. And his logo on his chest can be swapped from Maximal to Predacon.
Wow.
So you can give him show accurate hands or give him more robot-y hands, as you wish.
Robot-y.
His colors are still very demented as compared to the show, but it doesn't really bug me that much. And I was into it. It looked so much nicer than Cheetor, who, from all reports, is a complete mess. And as far as I can tell, Cheetor can't even bend his elbows, as I mentioned before. Oh. He's got all this stuff on his forearms. I just feel bad for the guy. Although Cheetor got a good chrome job for Henkei, I was impressed with that. Dinobot looks cool.
Cheetor's at like 17 toys by now, so everybody gets one.
He can have the bad one.
Yeah.
But Dinobot was my memorable image this week. Moving down the list, Drew.
Can I just use a picture that TFW put on the front page? I love the picture of Rhinox they used for that Rhinox to be future. You
mean the one where he's going like, really?
That's such a great picture. It might be my new signature by the time this comes out. But I don't know if I
now I know what to use is the chapter image for this one.
I don't know. I didn't really see anything that was like, oh my god, sick. Probably, if anything, it was the new that Revenge of the Fallen toy.
Ido 11
Thingamajigger. We don't know what it is. I thought that was interesting.
We should shove that. It got his own topic.
Okay.
The spoiler section.
Ido 11 that.
I got an Ido 11 the name on it.
All right.
But I have, in case, since you guys will have heard that Ido 11 already, I'd just like to say that is care of Gog Dog, that new Ido 11. That is its debut. Gog Dog, would you like to say something in case they didn't hear it the first time?
Lick my...
Ido 11. Oh.
Excellent. So both of those new Ido 11s came to you care of Gog Dog, who made it a lot punchier.
All right, well, in that case, I'll just go with Grimlock Dino Mode pick. It's awesome.
Next.
Yes, it does look very cool. I like the big Autobot logo on his belly. I didn't know it was there before.
Yeah, I like that, too. I didn't think I would.
Yeah, that's shaping up nicely. I'm probably going to cave on that at BotCon.
Oh, yeah.
Gog Dog. What did you see this week?
Well, you took mine. I know you went first on purpose because you probably knew I was going to say it since we already talked about it. but I'd say if I had to choose a second, it would be I'll say too briefly. The new pictures of Retgar look pretty good, animated Retgar.
That was actually my second choice.
Yeah.
I love the way that his neck looks.
He looks good. Is it going to be a deluxe or a Voyager?
Voyager.
Interesting.
I was trying to figure out how the transformation's going to work with Retgar. It looks like that whole, like the fork arms in truck mode, it looks like that just attaches and is put aside. I don't see where they go.
I think that his backpack, like, turns inside out or something.
Oh.
That's my best guess.
And also, Atomic Lugnut? I never bought.
Yeah.
I never bought the first Lugnut, but there's something, there's something appealing about having a giant radioactive symbol on your weapon, especially for a transformer. Has that ever even been done before?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. No, and I like the shark face deco on his jet mode too.
Mm-hmm. So I passed on the first one, but everybody who has one seems to like it. So I'll probably pick up the repaint just because I like the I like the atomic symbol on him.
Yeah, he's a cool toy. Once you get over that he's short, if you have the Voyager bulkhead, you've dealt with this already, and And on his own, he stands together really well. His transformation's neat. He feels satisfying. And I really like the whole, slam the hammer on the ground to make it open up more kind of thing.
The last time we talked about Shortnut, we actually had, two or three new users pick the name Shortnut in various incarnations. So I say
we could use more Shortnuts.
Yeah.
So,
no, I say, yeah, instead of Atomic Lugnut, I want to see a Nuclear Shortnut.
Yes. If you haven't registered for the TFW 2005 forums yet, we'd love it if you registered as Nuclear Shortnut.
Although I'll accept Atomic Shortnut, because that's still kind of funny to say.
Yeah, both of them I can dig. I mean,
or just Nuclear Nut.
I like
Nuclear Nut would be cool, too.
Nuclear Nut.
Radioactive Nut Lug.
Do we have a Nut Lug? I forgot.
I don't think so.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Hey there, Nut Lug! Shout out. I think atomic is a great prefix because it just sounds so overblown, just as a word to call anything atomic when it's green. I like it. Buzz.
Yes.
Did you pick up a cool picture with your eyeballs this week from the internet?
This week seemed a little lacking for cool pictures, in my opinion.
Well, there weren't as many as the last couple weeks.
Yeah, so just, two that I have quick comments on. Universe Smokescreen. It's just that same old mold, painted again, but I like it all the same. With this new wave of Universe Classic 2.0s, whatever you want to call them, I really like all of them because, I guess the Ironhide doesn't really count for this. But they are very much updates of the original G1 toys, which I find very appealing, which is also why I like the 25th anniversary G.I. Joe so much, because they're so reminiscent of the originals while having all the modernness to them.
So, no, use toyarc.com.
Yeah, holy crap.
I'm going to get in trouble now. Okay. So, even though there's nothing particularly interesting about Smokescreen other than his paint job, I'm definitely got to buy it. And then a music label, Exile iPod Docking Station Convoy.
I was almost going to bring it up.
When the first round of the music label Optimus Prime iPod docks happened, I did not own an iPod, so it didn't even cross my mind to get one. Now I have an iPod, and it is crossing my mind to get one, but I don't like these colors. I would want a white one.
I was actually almost... I almost this morning went to research who Exile is, because I know of them. I believe it's a music group in Japan who has a bit of a following, and somehow they had enough pull to get their very own repaint done for this music label Convoy. That said, it's not the most inspiring repaint because it's quite literally just everything is red.
Well, it's red. It's red with yellow stars. It almost looks like
The
People's Republic of China iPod Convoy.
I'm sure the Exile fans are way into it. And I know that there are Exile fans out there on the web because I hear that they're crazy. So I'm glad for the Exile fans.
They should do a U2 colored one for all the people that bought the U2 iPod from a year or so ago.
I'd be into it. I don't know how many people would be.
That's a niche market.
At least one of us would be.
That is a severe.
I wouldn't actually buy it, but
that is a severe niche market. The U2 iPod owner Transformer fans.
Topic for the thread. Anyone out there who is or knows of a YouTube, or not YouTube, I already screwed this up. I'm sorry, guys. Take two. Anyone out there who knows of a U2 fan who's also an iPod owner, who's also a Transformers fan, if you know someone like that or you are that person, please tell us. Because if you do, we'll give you a shout out.
They're like currency.
Sick!
Say my name! So the new pictures, news gets sparse now and then, but I'm sure we're going to get every time a new wave of toys shows up, you know, the month before it shows up, we'll get a nuclear bomb of pictures as the Chinese sellers get a hold of stuff. So, I'm sure we'll have even more new picks to cover as time goes on. But moving on, let's go from that polling of the podcasters to another polling of the podcasters as we enter What Did We Get This Week? There is still no snazzy intro music for this section, but I'm not actually working on it either. But it's on my mind at this moment, so who knows? Maybe if I get really inspired, I'll go like, you know, what did we get this week?
What did we get this week? It's Lake Fool in the Rain.
Yeah, so this is, what did we get this week? I'll start off with, I started off with me the last couple times, so I'll go last this time.
So generous.
I gotta have the one podcast where every time we come to a topic, I'll go like, and me first, and I'll give my view, and then I'll just go like, alright, next topic! This is the Vangelist WTF at TFW. Alright, let's start off with you. Drew!
Yeah, I got nothing. I have nothing.
Sweet. Have you got any life experiences to share with us in lieu of Transformers?
I'm trying to decide what to get my brother for Christmas, and he's a big Transformers fan. So if anyone has any ideas,
get a Transformer for him.
You know, let me know. What do you think? What would be something cool to get? Like maybe an Encore?
Encore would be cool.
I'm thinking of maybe a Japanese, something preferably under 50. Yeah, maybe an Encore.
Encore, a Henkei. The music label Sound Blaster colored sound waves have actually been going down a lot in price because no one bought them.
He actually has that. He actually has that.
Oh.
Take something.
Yeah, the Encores or Henkei. They're special. They're glitzy.
Skylinks? Maybe Skylinks. What's that?
Take something you did a coloring job on, autograph it. Merry Christmas.
Done. I'll be like, hey, go to my DeviantArt page for a second. Oh, what's there? I'll just sign the screen.
Don't leave this page. Or your computer will be devalued.
Give him a maximum Dinobots number one and like cleverly pencil in your name into the front cover.
Assistant colors on pages 13 and 23 by
man.
Signatures right there. Like Merry Christmas.
Oh god.
Moving on, Gog Dog.
What did I get? Besides my dead motherboard, I got a new camera. So I'll be taking some pretty cool new toy pictures soon.
Yeah, you got what, like a new lens for it too?
Yeah, well, I got my first DSLR, so I had to buy a lens too. So yeah, I got a Nikon D80. It's Ooh. Awesome. I'm still learning how to use it. So that was amazing. It's definitely Transformers related because I take a lot of toy pictures. I found Clear Lockdown yesterday at Target, kind of on accident. I just kind of stopped in while I was working and on break and was like, oh, hey. So he's awesome. Love Lockdown. He's probably my favorite animated character. And yeah, he's cool. I love him. What else did I get? I got my Battle Roller actually, but I haven't had a chance to open him yet because I've been dealing with my PC exploding, and so I had to I was up till midnight last night doing it. So I've gotten it, but I haven't had a chance to open it. So I'll share my thoughts on it next week when I get more time.
Yeah, that Battle Roller is going to be our new City Commander because I got mine hopefully arriving next week now that TF Source is sending them out. So it's going to be like. Next week it'll be me. Week after that it'll be Gog, and then there'll be another six of us getting it. So
I'll
Shadow Commander will come out.
I'll get it for no reason. I'll be like, oh, I got this week. What are the chances? I don't buy anything, but I got it.
I bought it because all you guys are buying it.
And I want to talk about it forever.
You got it because Ultimate Toy Reviews loved it so much.
Yes, we have actually had a review already, a couple reviews now already show up of Battle Roller, but the first video review was by my one of my favorite YouTube users on the internet, Ultimate Toy Reviews. And big congrats to Ultimate Toy Reviews for making the front page. You're
legend.
An excellent guy, and I wish you all the best of luck in the future.
I just got to say to that, dude, maybe hit some Theraflu before you start recording so you're not blowing your nose and snorting snot.
Oh, no, that nose blow, right? That was actually a statement.
It was anarchy.
Exactly.
It was a metaphor.
There is art in all things, and I believe that nose blow was part of the art of the toy review in that given context. So
it was a metaphor for man's inhumanity to man.
Exactly, and then we're talking about it, right? And then while looking at something that's not even called Battle Roller, but is called Battle Roller, the metaphors come left and right. You don't get to let up. You know, they're coming in from every direction in that review. So you know, everyone, please check it out. It's beautiful stuff. It makes you think about life and about yourself.
Wow, I did get two other things.
Oh, you got something else?
No, just briefly. No, I got my second and my third 25th anniversary G.I. Joes. So far, all three of the ones that I've bought have been on direct recommendation from Buzzbeak. So
yeah.
I found this wave. I mean, I don't collect them, so I'll just speak on it briefly. But I have to think that for the people who collect this wave, this has to be one of the best waves of figures. Because I also saw the I got the Paraviper that Buzz, you know, loved so much, and he's great.
Everybody.
They also
loves.
Had like a Flint.
I bought two.
Yeah, they had like a Flint in disguise. They had a Zartan with like two extra heads. It was crazy. So, I figure if you like G.I. Joes, this has to be one of the best waves.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
So, all of the current releases.
Ever. But,
ever.
All right.
It will never be topped. And if it gets topped, then, you know, it's because we didn't know. You know, so we're not Nostradamus here.
We should be.
That's cool. That actually kind of ties into what I got this week. Because what I got this
I
week...
What about BuzzBeast?
Oh! I was,
gosh!
Yeah. I'm jumping the gun. I got all on-topic'd up
gun
there.
Jumper.
And I was like...
That's the name of a minicon in my great fan fiction.
Gun jumper.
My superpower is I can hop while I'm shooting guns. Hence why my mother named me Gun Jumper, for I will save Cybertron.
Thank you. Thank you for quoting my fanfic. Thank you.
It's one of my favorite ones, man.
Well, and then when they lose the copyright for him in 10 years, they have to rename him Gun Blast.
they'll name him Autobot Gun Jumper.
Yeah,
Autobot Gun Jumper. No, Minicon Gun Jumper. If they call him Autobot Gun Jumper, then some people will get all their hackles up because that messes with the canon.
Get it? Cannon?
Yeah, yeah,
Gun
yeah.
Jumper
cannon. My canon.
Oh, right, what we got this week. Buzzbeak, what did you get this week?
Well, I got a warm, happy feeling listening to episode 20 when Aaron broke the mold and also started talking about G.I. Joes. Made me feel good inside, so that was awesome. I loved it. But I got...
Ultra Magnus here.
I got Ooh. Leader Class Ultra Magnus.
Ooh, that was clever.
He's pretty cool. He's got all kinds of guns hiding all over the place. you guys covered it pretty well in the last show. I would have liked if he had wrist articulation though. That would have been great. But all in all, he's pretty rad. Not a lot to complain about with this guy. I also got Leader Class Megatron from Hasbro Toy Shop. And now here's something that I've noticed with all the Leader Classes. Messing with them in stores. Like, when I got Ultra Magnus, they had two. And I picked up one, and I pressed the button, so he started talking. And I noticed the mouth didn't move when I pressed the button. So I picked up the other one, and I pressed the button on that one, and the mouth moved. I bought that one. The Megatron that I got, mail order, mouth doesn't move when I press the button. There's like a little piece in between his face and the top of his helmet, that sort of like rest of his helmet piece, if you know what I'm talking about. When I press the button, that kind of... Oh, no, it's not when I press the button. If I move the mouth with my finger, that little piece almost falls out. So something's not assembled right in his head. I might try to open it up and fix it. But my recommendation is, if you haven't bought a leader class figure and they have more than one, mess with them and make sure yours has a functional mouth gimmick.
I agree.
I thought your recommendation was to never use HasbroToyShop.com, ever.
No. I'm sure they didn't maliciously send me a broken one, but like, who knows.
Is that guy who was making fun of the Unleashed designer? He's my friend. That's like Ted McGinley. And he's a great guy. Who's his order here? Buzz Beak? Who uses that name anyway? Let's give him one of the broken ones.
Yes, because... That's the name on my credit card and everything.
That's right.
That must have been the guy who took my Cloverfield order down.
Yeah, they'd be
but
like...
That eventually came through for you, though.
I'm like the ultimate warrior. I legally changed my name to Busby.
To Busby?
I legally changed my name to Drew Adden a few years ago.
I know, but you're rich, man. You got that rock star presence going on. You can do that kind of thing.
I am.
But then the last thing I got today, and it's what I really want to talk about, I saw him on the rack, and I went, oh, give, grab. And I giggled all the way to the cash register, bought it, giggled all the way home, tore it open. I flipped it over, and I looked, and I saw he did, in fact, have a blue face. And I went, yay, I got a blue face Ironhide. I'm so happy.
Yes, yes.
And I love him. He's so great. I don't know why people are hating on it so hard, like, besides the blue face thing. If you don't like the blue face, forget it. Vehicle mode is lacking, though, because he has so many little pieces that separate and come apart, which make for a really great transformation, in my opinion, except for in vehicle mode, nothing lines up right. Even out of the package, there's big gaps and spaces, and it's a mess. But I love when you're transforming him and you flip the bumper back under his chest and it slides up all the robot bits to fill the window.
Robot?
Yeah, that's robot. So great. Yeah, that's the pronunciation I've chosen to go with is robot.
Zoidberg. That's how my grandmother used to say it when I was growing up. Robot.
That's how Zoidberg says it.
That's how the Secretary of Defense dude in the Transformers movie said it. He was like, you mean we have giant robots under the basement? Or something like that.
Yeah, but it does look like the wheels are getting jammed up in the backpack bit, so his head doesn't come as level as it should.
Yeah.
So it looks like he's always taken...
Some people say they don't have that problem.
Yeah, it looks like if I got in there and dremeled it out a little bit, made some clearance, it would be okay. But so it looks like he has sort of that brooding, like head down, like I'm a badass kind of look all the time.
That's because Aaron hates him. He doesn't look, you know, life in the eye anymore. He looks life in the chest.
Yeah.
Because he's like...
Emo hide.
You can cheat. I mean, those wheels that fold up, they easily pop off. So, I mean, if you're not a purist, you can just pop the wheels off and he looks a lot better. But he doesn't look bad with it. I don't know. I think Ironhide's gotten a lot of slack, or a lot of flack, rather, that, I mean, a lot of people have complained, like, I hate how his gun, you have to fold his wrist in. It's like, no, his hand fits right into the gun.
Well,
like, he was getting a lot of bad reviews for that, for people who didn't know how to do it right.
Oh, his hand fits in his gun? I'll have to try that
out. Yeah, you can shove his hand in there. PL has a miniature video up showing exactly how you can do it.
I don't understand why you'd need a video. I have no difficulty doing mine. I don't know if mine is different than other people's, but...
You know how to touch Ironhide right. You know what Ironhide needs.
Gog Dog, thanks for loving
Gog
me.
Gog Dog,
thanks
you
for
know
loving
just
me.
Where to put your fingers. You make me forget the torment.
Well, I did notice on the packaging they did cheat with how they photographed him with the gun attached. It looks like they took the hand off so you don't see it folded back. I thought that was clever.
Those damn interns.
And then the last comment that I have to make is, I noticed this right away while I was transforming him. Ironhide has a face on his crotch.
He doth?
There's like a
You know, it's funny because I'm looking at mine right now and I don't see it.
And a mouth. You don't see the face crotch?
What's the mouth?
There's two little notches.
Oh, with the...
And then
his eyes are
the chin
the
underneath,
lights.
And a nose up above, and there's a... I'll edit a photo pointing out the facial features.
WTF at TFW, we put faces on crotches.
Well, they're clearly...
What the
they're
face?
Clearly making up... They're making up for G1 Ironhide that had no face at all by giving Classic Ironhide 2. So... Hmm.
Where's the
it
face?
Could be like it could be like a Quintesson face.
Yeah, it's kind of.
So he just kind of jiggles it around. He's like, I am the face of death. And he like turns his he puts his underpants on backwards. Like, now I am the face of judgment.
And then he thrusts his pelvis out and goes, I'm the face of...
I'm the face of Mackin.
Okay.
That's cool. It's nice to hear Ironhide get a bit of love. All right, so I'm going to not jump the gun. I'll cover what I got this week. Well, the first thing I got this week, I got a G.I. Joe called Specialist Tracker.
Yeah!
No, use toyart.com.
No, use histank.com.
Histank.com.
All I'm going to say is, cool figure. The elbows suck, but cool figure. The elbows really suck.
Well, he's not as bad really cool as some figure. Joes.
Yeah,
but it's Matt Tracker.
I know. The head sculpt is perfect. I love it. The helmet's perfect. I love the toy.
That is one of the best head sculpts for, what is it, a 3 1/4? Or 3 1/2?
Yeah.
It's one of the best face sculpts I've ever seen on a figure that small.
Yeah, I just say, you know, even if you're not into G.I. Joe's, this is a neat little toy to have on the desk. I'm going to Dremel his elbows out a bit, maybe, or something, and so he can hold his gun cooler, but... I also went by Toys R Us today, I went by Walmart today, I went by comic shops today, I went by everywhere today, and discovered that my town now has moved all the way up to Universe Wave 2. So I almost bought an Acid Storm, and didn't, because I wanted me some new molds, and I couldn't find any. I also saw that the Canadian Toys R Us's are carrying that Mini-Con 12-pack for a mere $30 plus tax.
Ooh, so you got two.
I didn't buy it, because I don't want to spend $30, because I have all those mini-cons already. So, I actually got, the only Transformers thing I got this week was Maximum Dinobots Issue 1, which I'll be covering actually next week, because I'm the only person here that's actually read it so far. And I didn't know it was out this week until today when I saw it at the comic shop. I will say, however, that it's a shame that... there are a couple pages in there where you can tell, you know, the flats on the colors, they're different. But there's only one colorist credited, and I was like, there's something up here. What's going on? So, I don't know, man. Well, I guess we'll have to look into the details of that later on. But I didn't really get that much this week. Although, I did get my Battle Rollar shipping confirmation not 2 hours ago. So, hopefully I'll have that by next week. Or if not, then by the week after that. Sometime in the next 2 weeks. I'm looking forward to that. Battle Rollar. I still haven't even done a video review for City Commander yet, but I might actually do Battle Rollar first. I don't know. See what happens. But I guess that's what we all got this week. And this is a perfect time for an intermission, which might just start...
Hey, you remember me? Don't pretend you've forgotten. I thought I'd pay you a personal visit to let you know of a little development. The toy arc's expanded. The old stomping grounds are still there, don't get me wrong. But if you want to take it a step further, take things to the next level of... experience, then visit toyarc.com. It's a site about toys, all toys, every toy. No matter your appetite, no matter your favorite flavor of zinc and plastic crack, It's waiting for you at toyark.com. So, let me ask again. What's your pleasure?
Hey, we're back!
What people don't know is that we took like a 20-minute break right there.
Yeah, and we totally were just bashing people left and right.
Yeah, really, you know who you are.
About trans fan politics, and we were just going like, man, you know that evangelist prick? That dude he totally snubbed a BotCon. And we're like, yeah. We're just like, I still don't know who it is I snubbed a BotCon, but I've heard that I did. So my apologies to you, sir. If you're out there listening somewhere, I don't know who you are, but I apologize. Anyway, this next topic, there have been some more Hasbro Q&As to a bunch of websites.
Oh, yeah.
Not really sure if all the websites have gotten their answers up yet, but there were a couple interesting answers so far. We're not going to go through it all hardcore like last time, because honestly, there were not as many interesting questions this time. There were quite a few questions that I actually thought were kind of wasted opportunities myself. But anyway, there were a couple topics just off the top of my head from what I remember reading that I thought would be worth bringing up. Number one, the animated Constructicons. That is a case where it is valid to ask about a certain character, because they're the only guys from animated who were robots, who had a big part, that have not really had, you know, any kind of clarification on their toy release done yet. We know that Omega Supreme isn't happening because he's a seasonal item, and there is no season for him to happen in quite yet. The Constructicons, the answer was pretty much they want to do them in a way that will do them justice and stay true to their iconic visual and personality traits from the show. So I didn't really know how to take that other than that if they did them, they feel it would be too rushed and they want to take their time on them. But hopefully we'll get to see them done somehow. Because I really want to see those designs done in toys, because I know a lot of people come down on it, but I like the exposed butt crack thing. It did it for me.
It did it for me.
Evangelist Factoid, he feels good about robot, you know, butt cleavage.
Indeed.
And insectoid bipeds. And when those two, you know, cross, Evangelist is hard to understand because he's just so giddy with absolute joy.
It's like I don't even know you anymore. Who are you?
I'm an evolving person. I'm complicated.
You are.
I have needs. And you know, if you want to satisfy those needs, I'll only charge like $10 an hour.
Oh.
I'm talking about toys and Transformers, of course.
One deluxe per hour. One deluxe per hour, please.
Exactly. Canadian dollars. Do you guys think that... the way I took this was that they want to make sure that the Constructicons are nicely done toys with the right amount of personality and whatnot. Did any of you guys take it more as meaning that they might want to do up a couple more Constructicons and have them combine? Or do you think that's more of just a really speculation-y thing to consider?
It crossed my mind. I mean, that's possible. Who knows what they have in store for him in animated. For all we know, who knows? There may be more Constructicons in Season 3, Season 4. And maybe they will be animated Devastator. You know, who knows, man? Who knows? It's a, you know, one can dream.
And when you're talking speculation, you've got to make sure your voice peaks up like that when you really get into it.
That is my speculation voice. You know, sometimes I just think about it. I just don't know.
There might be a bit of an animated Devastator. Maybe it'll even be green or purple. Oh, you can't get up there.
Well, I was also thinking it could be just, like, the reality is more, they're not in the schedule of figures that we have coming down the pipe. And instead of just saying that we weren't really planning on it yet, it sounded fancier to be like, well, we want to make sure we get it done right.
Maybe, but I will say, I mean, Hasbro doesn't really... They haven't really given people... I won't say haven't given them the runaround, but they haven't patronized people, really. Like, saying... Like, when people ask about Omega Supreme, they were pretty straightforward. They were like, well, to be honest, we don't... You know, it's not a good time to release a figure that size, so we don't know. We'll think about it in the future. So, you know, I just have... When they use... language like that, like we want to do them in the iconic or however the exact wording was, then, I mean, that it makes you wonder if they're... Or, I mean, it could just be some Hasbro intern just learning how to be a PR rep, so who knows.
Either way, I hope that we get to see them in some form, because they got enough focus in Season 2, I think, to warrant toys as compared to characters such as Swindle. So I'll hold out my hope. I have my fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Swindle was in one episode, half of which he was in Hoenn vehicle mode. And the same thing can be said of Blur. Blur spent one episode in nothing but driving around as a car, not even speaking, and then he was in... Yeah. And then he was in the finale once, and he
and
already
the Constructicons,
has a toy.
The Constructicons were in, like, four episodes.
Yeah.
So I think the precedent set that they're likely, if we're going to get even more animated toys, which they've said they want to do, I think Constructicons are in the future somewhere myself. But that's me with my Nostradamus cap on. Something where we don't have to speculate at all is that we're going to be getting an animated Hot Rod, because it was pretty much said outright in the Q&A. So I'm excited. I'm a Hot Rod fanboy.
Oh yeah. I'll honestly, that, like, if by that time I really still haven't bought an animated figure, that'll be like probably the first animated. That I'll go ahead and say this: when that comes out, that'll be the very first animated figure I buy the first time I see it.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. Actually, it was it's Rodimus Prime, not Hot Rod. Oh. That was me.
That was you fanboying.
I won't buy it the first time I see it. You mean it's not Rodimus Major?
Yo.
No, I think Rodimus Major has been left to the annals of time and memory.
Annals?
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of anal... Come on, that
Speaking
was a perfect segue. I'm trying to help you out.
I'm not making the connection.
I'm not either. I figured you'd run with it.
Okay, well, speaking of anal... speaking of annals, this is what I said...
No, it's
we have a,
not.
Yeah, it wasn't. We got a picture, actually, with this answer. We got a really nice piece of production art with this answer, which was further questions about Universe Galvatron. And this answer, I think, was done a little bit confusingly, because at first glance, it completely contradicts an earlier answer. Earlier, in other Hasbro Q&A, at BotCon and their first Q&A, it was stated that Universe Galvatron, as a toy... was always designed as a deluxe mold. However, in this Q&A, it was revealed that some of the extra bits on Galvatron, such as the shoulder hook, which was actually the only part of him that was not explained, despite being the part of the question that spurred this answer, is that he was originally designed to be a larger triple changer with and this was pointed out by someone else, but I like the analogy, a very Tachikoma-style walker tank kind of mode. And there's a picture to go with that.
What was pointed out by somebody. Whose words are that?
I can't remember who said it, but I read in more than one place that they thought the walking tank looked kind of like a Tachikoma.
Hmm.
And I could kind of see it.
Yeah, a bunch of people have posted pictures where they kind of foot the tank up, make it a walkie. And so I could see where that would have happened.
Yeah, the picture makes it look a lot cooler, in my opinion. But the big confusion here is that now there's one answer saying he was designed to be a larger triple changer, right after an answer saying that he was always meant to be a deluxe. And the way that I took it is that when he was drawn out on paper, he was drawn out on paper and designed on paper to be a larger toy. But all the physical prototypes, once they got to that stage, he was cemented to be a deluxe, I think is what they meant.
Yeah, well, I remember when he was first hitting, and like when I got it, and we were talking about it on the show. We were all speculating then that just when you look at some of these pieces that make him up and how the transformation works, he really should have been bigger. So it's no surprise at all that was the intention when he was being drawn out.
And it's part of the design process. It's worth noting is that. At Takara, or perhaps Takara Tomy now, a lot of the designers there still do all their designing on graph paper with pens and pencils. So when they say that it's designed on paper to be a larger toy, that doesn't mean they actually designed like an ultra-sized prototype toy. It means that on paper they drew it out like that. And I think that because it was drawn out in paper like that with those extra parts, when they move into the prototyping phase, they said, let's make it a deluxe, but they'd already... on paper designed it with all those extra bits. So because I'd always wonder, you know, why is it when they shrunk him down, they didn't simplify some parts to, you know, add in pieces here and there. But I think that's why it happens, is it's designed on paper with those pieces, and it costs extra money to erase those bits out. So, toy design.
Yeah, those erasers are expensive.
Yeah. That stuff's made of rubber, man. Rubber's becoming scarce. Maybe it's not, but I don't know. I'm trying to logic out all those answers in my head. I do think, though, it was, at first glance, and in fact even at second glance, it's a very contradictory pair of answers that take an undue amount of thinking to kind of logic out. So, that said, you know, the continuing mystery of Universe Galvatron unfolds. So,
All you haters can go somewhere. I love that figure. It would have been better as a larger figure, because the joints would have had more higher tolerances. But I don't care. That thing in robot mode, he looks awesome.
I don't have a hate on for it. I actually got one that's pretty tight. I have a couple nitpicks, but I don't have an outright hate on. I think there are many toys that are worse. I think that Galvatron gets a bit of an undue rap, mostly because of the joint problems people have, and not so much of the actual design. I'll do a video review on it to expand further, which you can check out at youtube.com/user/vangel1us.
Yeah, for me, it's more disappointment than hate. A little disappointed in it. He has so much potential.
Well, yeah, it kind of sucks to know that, you know, in some potential future there would have been a big Galvatron tank that could walk around and
in an alternate
such.
Timeline.
Yeah.
In my fanfic, Gunjumper versus Tank Galvatron, Tank Walker Galvatron.
Versus in a world where Mulder is the girl and Scully is the boy.
Walker Texas Galvatron.
Crossovers, Chuck Norris.
Come on, somebody. Okay,
somebody Kip has
somebody
that.
Needs,
right
somebody
now.
Needs a Photoshop
right
Galvatron with a cowboy hat on.
Listeners, come to the thread. You hear that laugh? Megatron's challenging you. Come to the thread. Do that Photoshop. You will get
a shout out.
Sick.
But, yeah, that's all the Hasbro Q&A stuff I could really think of off the top of my head. Did you guys have any other ones that came up, or was that really the gist of it for you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of stuff in there, like, you know, will you make this toy? And then, you know, like, oh, it's potential in the future, or, you know, the kind of questions that I've kind of, you know, already heard the answers to myself in my experiences. But I'm glad that other people are getting the chance to hear the answers for themselves.
And
yeah. I think that we should move on to the spoilers, because there's a lot more juicy stuff in there to cover. So, remember, people, if you don't want movie spoilers, you may want to avoid this next section! This section that begins with this loud noise!
This is the spoiler section. If your future viewing experience of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen will be decimated by spoilers, turn back now. There is no hope. This is the spoiler section.
So, there's another animated spoiler to cover before we go into the movie spoilers.
Yay!
2 weeks in a row. You know, season 3's coming. We're going to have mixed spoilers. Not really that much of a spoiler, but I still thought I'd put it in the section anyway for those of you who don't constantly check the front page. Derek Wyatt has leaked himself to the TF Wiki the character model of animated Hotshot.
Derek Wyatt's done what now? He's leaked himself?
Leaking Wyatt!
Leakage!
Was that a bit of a stretch?
Leakin lubricants.
Derek Leakin Wyatt. No, I mean that he's the one who apparently sent the image out.
Yes.
And it's an image of animated Hotshot, and it's something you would see in the Club magazine, actually, if you've got that already. But it's nice to see it up close and in bigger resolution. I like it, and all I can really say is it looks like a mixture of all the previous Hot Shots in a good way. It looks like the character, and I can dig it. I got to see it in motion.
On his helmet, instead of visor.
Yes.
That'd be awesome if it folded down.
That's like the original Armada Hot Shot had the fold-down visor.
Yeah, he did. That's right. I liked it because I was like, that's cool. It was very much a mix of the kind of the blue from Energon and the yellow from Armada. It was a nice little contrast. I thought They do a good job. Those people that would do the Transformer shorts.
Them people, what draw them robots?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to make a prediction on how he's going to be depicted in the television program.
Okay.
He's basically going to be Bumblebee. Like, have that same, like, I'm young and extreme, and I'm mouthing off. And there'll be an instant rivalry between him and Bumblebee. Like, he's going to show up, and he's going to be like, I got cool visor that flips up and down. What do you got, Bumblebee? And he's like, I got hate
I got
for
sorry.
You. And, yeah, and they're going to just... And it's not going to be cool. And, like, Hotshot's going to do something. And then Bumblebee's going to be like, yeah, well, I could do it too. And then, like, he'll fail. And then he'll get more frustrated. But then by the end, like, they'll have to come together to save the day. And
they'll
be
an
understanding.
Best buds, yeah. And good-natured rivals.
They're going to be like bros. They're going to be like frat boys. Total bros.
I can dig that. I can dig that. I'm actually looking forward to the revelation that animated Hotshot is in fact animated Unicron. That's what's going to happen. But
he's going to be unleashed,
first, people. He's going to be unleashed like Braun. There was also a thing from S250 who has had many China side leaks, and he said that there are two more characters whose character models may be appearing via leaks or official sources at some point in the near future, and the clues he's given are that they're two old guys close to their G1 versions, and he gave some blanked out names, and one of them with the letters that were in there looked very close to Alpha Trion, which would be kind of neat to see in an animated form, because Alpha Trion was the first robot to rock the goatee, so.
He was. It'll be good to see him back. I'd like to see the designs for this. It'll be awesome.
Well, I just think it was silly that this guy's like, I'm going to drop a hint, but I'm not going to tell you the name, but I'm going to give you the letters. It's going to take some of these people we have like on the message boards all of 20 seconds to figure it out. So just just say it. Don't make a little game out of it. Just being silly.
Silly.
Waste everybody's time with your, oh, I'm going to be clever about it. Just spill it already. Out with it.
Buzzbeak ain't got time for no games.
No, I don't.
Got time for fooling around. Small time Scrabble users.
If I wanted to mess with a puzzle, I'd load up some Tetris.
What was the other one? Great, Diatlas.
Diatlas, yes, that was the other. The other one. There ain't no such thing as Transformers Tetris, so we don't mix them together.
I'm gonna give you all the letters, but they're gonna be scrambled like a word jumble. Come on, stop wasting our time.
I'd love it if it actually worked like Hangman, like you had a flash game up, you know, and then like if you screw up, it like you get a little hanged Transformer and it boots you off his site.
That would actually be pretty rad.
Look, I try to keep it upbeat. I try to be an upbeat kind of guy, but I draw the line at word puzzles, all right?
I ain't got no time for damn word games!
It ain't cool. It's not kosher. It does not conform to Jewish dietary laws.
There's a point somewhere in Buzzbeak's past where him and word games just separated. And it's like, you know, Batman and guns. Batman hates guns.
Sure
for the exact same reasons.
a word puzzle killed my parents.
Yeah, in an alley right in front of me. It was horrible.
Some dude with a Scrabble set just killed them by throwing the pieces at their heads.
It's brutal. I would appreciate you not make jokes of it.
It was probably a gold-plated Scrabble set. Ha, ha, ha. What he killed your parents with. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, that's our animated spoilers. We'll move on to the movie stuff now. There was some artwork put up at the Transformers movie blog of Ravage and of Megatron. The Ravage image was pretty much the one we'd seen before. The Megatron image was new and pretty much confirmed the previous leaked Megatron images of the fact that he has what I like to call the big damn murder arm.
And tread feet.
Like, he has a Megatron arm, and then he has this giant arm made of kill. I can't tell if it's a gun or a sword. It's probably both. If it's a gun and or a sword, it's also made entirely of knives, and probably shoots liquid doom.
Naturally.
Yeah, this version looks a lot cooler than the last one, I think. I haven't really compared them side by side yet, but the one weapon arm does look a lot different, but... This, I don't know. I think this looks more like a typical Megatron than the original movie design.
Yeah, he's a little heavier, more burly. There was burly. that earlier concept art leaked image where he had like the one twiggy spindly arm. I'm glad to see that gone. That's like a word puzzle.
I'd accept that sacrifice if it meant, you know, the murder arm. I like the murder arm. A lot of people are coming down on the murder arm, but, you know, I can dig it. It's like with Energon Shock Blast. He had a murder arm, too.
Murder arm.
An arm with one function. To murder life and make life dead.
Unlife. Fire the unlife laser.
The unlife laser.
Change life to dead. I can dig that art. The Ravage was pretty much the one from that that possible Soundwave picture, which gives that picture some more credence too.
This looks a lot more refined, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks really cool.
I like that he has like knives on his cheeks. I can dig that. It's just like of all the other things, you know, all the blades and spikes. It's the fact that he has cheek knives. You know, so it's like he can't even walk up beside him; he'll get cut.
But looking at it, it's hard to tell because I think up to this point we had all assumed he was kind of like a cyclops. But if you look, it almost looks like he has like a black eye on the side. So it makes you wonder if he's got one eye or three.
Yeah, there's been a lot of argument about those.
Yeah,
black eyes.
I mean, who knows? Who cares? We'll see it. But I, for one, think a Cyclops Ravage would be awesome.
Well, depth perception. Ah, he won't have any depth perception. He's a robot from outer space. He can't possibly get around the fact that he only has one eye.
If you guys out there would love to argue vehemently with your fellow fans, please be sure to do it in the TFW 2005 movie forum, which I believe is moderated by BuzzFeed.
Yeah, I can't get enough of the depth perception argument.
You're hearing weeks of frustration come out in a single conversation.
Just remember, the more that you frustrate BuzzFeed, the more he'll talk about it on the podcast, and the more laughs you get at his expense.
Yep. Do it for the lulz.
This next segue will make no sense because the connecting portion of the podcast has been moved to a supplemental. So stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, now that we're talking about stuff that most of us don't have, let's talk about something that at least one person does have. And since he Ido 11'd it earlier in the show, I'm going to let Drew Iden intro this next one.
Well, obviously, Evangelist now is throwing this to me, and I think, guys, it's important we talk about it. We need to talk about genital herpes, and I think it's an important subject that needs to be
discussed. No, that's what we're going to talk about.
Are you sharing
about
your testimony, Drew?
I'm not just...
talking about the toy, not the
oh, dead end. What. You can cut that all off.
Megatron, stop laughing at me!
Anywhoozle, but no, seriously, okay, I apologize for anyone who I spoiled this for earlier. Yes, if you didn't see it on the front
page. Because I'm certainly not going to edit that, you know, in post-editing at all.
No, not at all. Right, we're talking about, for real, we're talking about a little, quote-unquote dead end from Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. It's a figure with a very, how shall I put this, bird-like head, which is why a lot of people thought it was Laserbeak. It's red, which is why a lot of people thought it was Laserbeak. But it's very much Alternators Ravage style, the original one, where it's kind of like animal head, people body. So, guys, Buzzbeak, what's your thought?
I love the idea of a bird car. That's an awesome way to go. Take a character that flies, make him a car. So I was really hoping he was Laserbeak. Just because of all the craziness that would happen because of that. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's nothing I'm interested in too much. It's kind of gangly looking. Not a fan.
Pass. Gog Dog. What do you think?
I mean, I'm not blown away or anything. It's,
no.
I'm curious to know if something like this will end up in the movie. Or if it's just kind of, like one of the generic characters they made for the movie, for the first movie line, like, the clone dudes, like Swindle. All the guys with the monocle eyes. So, I wonder if this is just kind of like a, an original toy only character, if he's gonna show up in the movie. If he's gonna show up in the movie, then, could be interesting. If not, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's a scout. It's a basic figure.
Yeah, I really doubt it's gonna be in the movie, cause the car mode is science fiction-y. It's not anything real.
Yeah, that Decepticon logo. It didn't seem like it was... That's what I was like. That's not going to be the movie because I mean they're not going to have that humongous. Oh, they might. I mean they might. Barricade had Decepticon logos on them, but it's kind of out there. Gog Dog, if you had to buy it right now, OMG or pass.
How much?
You said Scout. We'll say $9 by the time inflation hits next year.
Pass.
Okay. Vangelis. OMG or pass.
I say OMG, but,
oh my God.
I have reasons.
Whoa. They better be good reasons. Otherwise,
well,
number one,
if I may make my reasons clear in this juncture,
you may.
We have not had a Scout or Basic done for years, like a new one. And toy engineering has come an unbelievably long way in terms of Transformers, between Cybertron to classics to movie to Universe Animated. So come movie 2, we've got years of exponential toy engineering increase, and that has never been used on the basic price point, to my knowledge, with all the new stuff. Like, all the basics we've had are activators or, you know, repaints of existing basics and minicons. So I'm curious to see how the Scouts turn out in the movie 2 line, because it's a new price point for our new level of engineering standard.
Were there no original movie Scouts at all? I mean, I know I know most of them were repaints, but I thought there was one or two originals.
I believe that they were all deluxes.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, I know Target had the movie Scouts, but I thought one or two. I mean, I'm probably wrong, but that's what I thought.
I was hoping there would be some new ones, but no, they were all Cybertron, I believe.
Okay.
Maybe a couple Energon.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to this kind of thing, and I think that that his vehicle mode is really really striking. His robot mode is very characterful, and if this is the first sign of the new Scouts, I think it's pretty good bang for your buck. Like, you get a little red bullet car that turns into a really obvious minion, and you know. If they make these Scouts as you know, like the clones from the movie video games, and these would even be feasible to army build and to enter the G.I. Joe realm of things.
I was just gonna say it might end up in the game, but not the movie.
Yeah. So I dig it. If one shows up on eBay for $20, I might even go for it. I'll just say it right here and now.
Right now.
I'd double dip a little bit if one was on eBay like right now for $20, buy it now, shipped.
All right.
Hear me out, China. This is what I'm what I'm offering you, $20 of my money.
Bam.
From my pocket to your palm. Of course, it's not going to be like that, because going by all the auctions lately, it'll be a buy it now of like $80. No, it was $80 shipped for Soundwave, so I'm guessing $60 shipped for the little scout.
And that's,
I'm not kidding you. I can't dig that.
I can wait. So.
Yeah, if the Soundwave was up for $30 shipped, I might bite, because it's enough months ahead, but... $60, no. And that was only from the one guy. If you want a Soundwave right now, you have to go through bidding, and you have to go through Menasor 1979's newest shill bidding account that he's decided to sell things on. And, I can't dig it. I can't dig that. But I can dig Dead End, Laserbeak, whatever. So, hopefully we'll see some more stuff. And, that leads us to our final topic, actually. More lovely blurry pictures! Woohoo! Of an unknown truck dude. We've seen his truck mode and his robot mode. No indication of his size or what he is, but he's a truck that turns into a robot. Some people are saying it looks like a redo of Payload.
There's an indication of size if you have Chinese coins laying around.
I don't.
No.
Listeners, anyone who has Chinese currency, please give us an indication of his size. Or, of course, you know, the clear pictures will be up immediately after we finish recording, as is per usual. But have you guys checked out the mysterious movie truck, and have you got any thoughts on who it might be?
It's Gunjumper.
He looks like an, what is it, like an airport shuttle?
Yeah, I thought he was a bus, actually, when I first saw
him. Yeah, but he looks like the, like when you do the park and ride at the airport.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that looks exactly what it is. And the image has a yellow star with a jetliner. So, I mean, that's what he looks like to me.
Yeah, my first thought was like a paddy wagon or something, but there's no, like, siren or light bar or anything, so.
I mean, is that a plane on the side?
Kind of hard to tell because the picture is kind of crappy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's what he looks like right now to me. He looks like a park-and-go airport shuttle.
Yeah, well, just looking at the robot mode, I mean, he's clearly, at least in my view, not from animated. There's nothing about that robot that looks like animated. Not. And he doesn't look like he fits the style for movie either. Movie figures tend to have kind of a specific vibe to him. And then he also looks like he might be mistransformed in that robot mode, because...
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely mistransformed. His shoulders are
dislocated
next to his body.
I mean, if that's how it's supposed to be, then double rad. Gotta get two, because that's horrible.
We dig the dislocated shoulders here at WTF and TFW.
Well, I love the idea that the shoulders aren't connected to the torso at all. That's amazing. Interesting evolutionary choice.
It doesn't follow the line art.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's weird. Like, what is it? An armored car kind of thing? Luggage truck?
You know,
how fun is that? A
luggage?
No,
lug nut
like a
edge?
Luggage. An airport luggage vehicle, that'd be
lug nuttage.
Is he? It looks like he's an Autobot. I don't know. It's so
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, he's got an Autobot
like,
symbol on his hood.
What's it for? It doesn't look like anything from the past, so it's not going to be a classic.
I'm thinking it's another movie basic or a movie scout, given the kind of smushed kind of look.
That I mean, yeah, I mean,
he resembles the Dead End a lot.
We already have Dead End. His name is Laserbeak.
This is movie Astro Train.
Good stuff.
I could so dig that just for the discussions that it would cause. Actually, these blurry pictures, this is a slight derail, and I know I never derail, so I apologize, but the blurry pictures, I think I figured out why these the first pictures we get are so blurry. If you guys would like to hear my theory on that.
Go for it.
Well, basically...
Hold on, let me get comfortable.
All right.
It's all Unicron, that's why.
It's all Unicron. Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, so the first person to take pictures of these toys, right, is usually the guy who's about to sell it on eBay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, part of the reason why some folks want to spend a whole lot of money to get this toy first is to be the first person to provide clear images, be it video, photo, or both.
Mm.
So, if you were selling one of these, you would actually want to take as teasy, blurry a picture as you can so that people will be even hungrier to buy it from you and take a good picture of it. Because if you take excellent pictures of it and then put it on eBay, I can guarantee you your it'll sell for less because most of the fandom will have seen what they wanted to see and there won't be as much draw for a lot of folks to spend a lot of extra money on it.
I think you're onto something.
Maybe. I think the people in the assembly line aren't allowed to bring cameras to work, so they take their quick cell phone pics.
That too, but that's why I figure, though, like, once the seller gets it, like, the guy who's going to be, like, putting it up on eBay, like Yiji, for instance, is because, I mean, if you're selling this, right, and you take an excellent photo of it that gets all the minute details across, then a lot of, like I said before about how speculation fuels discussion, speculation also fuels purchases, because there will be someone with the money who will want to know it for themselves, and they'll be like, I got the money, I want to know it. I'm going to pay for that knowledge. And then,
yeah, but with this guy, is there anything about this guy that anybody really wants to know that bad?
They want to know if his shoulders plug in, I guess. I don't know. Or if he's supposed to be Optimus, maybe he's Optimus Prime. I read that speculation somewhere, that someone thought this might be Optimus Prime.
Actually, he's closer to Rodimus Prime's Winnebago mode.
That'd be awesome if this was movie Rodimus.
I honestly thought it was Rodimus, because I thought that was a flame sticker on the side. And I was like, Winnebago? No way.
Well, I'm hoping that we have a blurry picture now, right? That means that within the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we're going to get someone who's not only got better pictures of it, but probably bought it and took a whole ton of really good pictures of it. So,
hooray!
As the cycle goes, and then all discussion on this toy will probably cease within a day or two of the really good pictures coming out. So,
and then there'll be a big internet argument because somebody else wanted to be the first one to take pictures of it. And...
Exactly. So we're all holding out that Ultimate Toy Reviews comes through for this one as well and and delivers the first review of Bus Demus Prime.
Then we're guaranteed to find out what its real transformation is.
Then the knees will become randomly dislocated.
Tear the figure in half. It'll be the review.
Somehow it will turn into a dolphin by the time that guy's done with it.
Anyway, that's also our last topic, so that's the podcast for this week. So I'd just like to say, first and foremost, if you have a question or a question you'd like us to answer, please send it to us. Preferably, record a YouTube video with WTF at TFW Podcast in the tags. Or if you can't do that, we'll also accept it in audio file. Format. Those two are the really preferred ways so that I can stick your voice into the podcast and everything is much glitzier. And also, please review us on iTunes, because I think I speak for us all when I say that a good iTunes review makes us feel more fulfilled with the work that we do for this podcast. And the more fulfilled we are, the better a workplace we've created. I'm a family man, and I encourage my fellow podcasters to bring their families to work as well.
Transform God. Nicely done.
Nicely done indeed. So this is Vangelis at WTF at TFW, the podcast, and say on behalf of all of us, myself and Drew Iden and Gog Dog and Buzzbeak, that we'll see you all next week, and I hope that you have a gosh darn it a very good day, and God willing, a good night too.
Head on it up, and what the fuck at me, but you got some badass perpetrators now here to stay.